Ken Laban on the line. Ken, this is Hiniani Melbourne sitting in for Dale Husband. Unfortunately, our friend is not well, so I'm just covering for him for a little while. Kia ora, Ken.
Oh, kia ora, Danny. Nice to be with you.
Nice to be with you. Hey, what's with those biased refs and the Warriors?
Yeah, well, it's an interesting drama over the Warriors, and a lot of publicity has been given to Jason Paris, the chief executive of One New Zealand, which was previously Vodafone, who's come out accusing the officials of cheating the Warriors. Well, of course, it's an outrageous claim. It's bereft of any evidence. And it's simply not true. But it's a headline. It draws attention to frustrating 2 or 3 weeks that the Warriors have had. But sport, as you know, it's a human game. Players make mistakes. Players drop the ball. Players miss tackles. Players give away penalties. And teams don't complete their assignments. That's just the reality of sport. And also referees make mistakes. Sometimes it's not intentional, but you know the Warriors have a huge following, have a huge emotional following. You know the mantra for the Warriors of every year is our year, and they started 2023 so well that the expectations were very, very high that this may well be a very special year for the Warriors. But they've had a couple of three frustrating weeks. And I think that's reflected in the comments. In my view, that'd be tongue-in-cheek comments from the CEO. But you know, I suppose it's publicity. And they say there's no bad publicity. All good publicity is good for them. But nonetheless, it's another game that the Warriors were disappointing. And even if they changed the ref, would it have changed the result? I doubt it.
Oh, true, true. But the Black Caps are looking good.
Yes, they are. We talk about teams that are up and down as well. They've had some frustrating series, one-day series of late themselves, but they were very strong on the weekend.
Yeah, and speaking of strong, Moana Pacifica, they gave the Blues a fright?
Yes, they did. They're an interesting case in point, Moana Pacifica. You know, we all understand the importance of recognition and tikanga and culture and that part and that aspect of it. The Moana Pacifica concept was born of a need to acknowledge and recognise Pacifica representation and contribution to rugby, not only in New Zealand, but around the world. This is just their second year in the competition. They've had some, you know, as you allude to with their game against the Blues, on the weekend close, but otherwise it's been a winless and very disappointing season for Moana Pacifica. They haven't had equal access to resources, either human in terms of playing personnel, and that's my clear understanding that there's a disparity in the funding allocations as well. So there's a lot of people saying that we care about Pacifica rugby and this is the way to do it. But then on the other hand, they're not willing to share the resources to allow them to be competitive. So I hope at the end of 2023 there's some form of serious review that will see them get better access to resources because, you know, given the opportunity to do well, you know, I think they could take Super Rugby to a new level, as would a Māori team as well. If that concept was to become a reality. And the Fiji and Drua, I don't know if you caught up with that result from the weekend, they beat the Hurricanes. So they've now beaten the Hurricanes and the Crusaders, two top four teams, and two teams that were at one stage were sitting at the top of the table in Super Rugby. That game was in Fiji. All Fiji and locally based players, a fantastic result for the concept of expansion and Super Rugby, and a great result for the local Fijian team.
Oh, I think those Pacifica players, including Fiji, is going to take the game to another level and add spice to it, add flavour, and as well as their cultural support. It makes for an exciting game. And our household was very noisy, let's put it that way, yesterday watching the games.
Yes, exactly. Well, you know, they just reflect the way that New Zealand and the country and the world is changing, isn't it? You know, as we become more diverse, Māori and Pacific young people are going to dominating our population statistics over the next 20 years. So, you know, we're really just dipping our toe in the water in terms of the potential that is out there for our young Māori and Pacifica athletes.
Excellent, excellent. And so what else is coming up this week?
Well, it's another big week as they march towards Super Rugby and towards the playoffs in Super Rugby. That was a hugely disappointing result for the Hurricanes on the weekend because they now drop out of the top four, having lost that game. And I don't know if you would have caught up from the Magic. The Magic round, where 16 of the 17 NRL teams were all in Brisbane over the weekend, all played at Suncorp Stadium. In a weekend that's called the Magic Weekend, and it's an arrangement between the Brisbane City Council and the NRL. It's been going now for, I think, 5 or 6 years. Here, Suncorp Stadium was sold out all 3 days. So they have 50,000+ at Suncorp Stadium over the course of the last 3 days. The revenue that's generated for the city, the revenue that's generated for the NRL teams, not to mention the sale of merchandise, you know, jerseys, caps, hotel accommodation, all of that kind of stuff. It was a phenomenal weekend for rugby league in Brisbane. So there's a little bit of back to normality for everybody next week, but it's certainly been a grand occasion in Brisbane over the last 3 days.
Excellent. Yes, it looked exciting, and I've put that onto my bucket list. Must attend the Magic Weekend.
Yes, yes, exactly. We'll get Dale to shout us.
Oh, we could be waiting a while then.
Don't hold your breath.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much, Ken, and we look forward to talking to you again soon. Nga mihi.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
My pleasure.